Radio.
Welcome back to our radio show. Today, we will talk about a young woman who is an inspiration to many, Yeonmi Park. She is a North Korean defector who escaped from the oppressive regime of North Korea and is now a human rights activist. I, Alice, a journalist who has been covering Yeonmi's story. To talk about her journey and achievement, today we have Jaswin, a human activist with us today. Welcome, Jaswin.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm a human rights activist who has worked with Yeonmi for several projects.
Thank you, Jaswin, for joining us today. Let us start with Yeonmi's early life in North Korea. What was it like for her?
Well, Yeonmi's childhood was very challenging. She grew up in a society where everything was controlled by the government. There was no freedom of speech, and the government controlled all aspects of life, including education, employment, and even love.
North Korea is an unimaginable country. There is only one channel on TV. There is no internet. We aren't free to sing, say, wear, or think what we want. North Korea is the only country in the world that executes people for making unauthorized international phone calls. North Koreans are being terrorized today. When I was growing up in North Korea, I never saw anything about love stories between men and women. No books, no songs, no press, no movies about love stories. There's no Romeo and Juliet. Every story was propaganda to brainwash us about the Kim dictators. I was born in 1993, and I was abducted at birth, even before I knew the words freedom or human rights. North Koreans are desperately seeking and dying for freedom at this moment.
Yeonmi's family struggled to make ends meet, and she often went hungry. Yeonmi's experience was typical of many North Koreans who live under an oppressive regime. She witnessed firsthand brutality of the government and the constant fear and paranoia that people had to live with.
It's amazing that Yeonmi was able to escape from such a difficult situation. How did she manage to leave North Korea?
Yeonmi's escape was very risky and dangerous.
When I was 9 years old, I saw my friend's mother publicly executed. Her crime, watching a Hollywood movie, expressing doubt about the greatness of the regime, can get 3 generations of a family imprisoned or executed. When I was 4 years old, I was warned by my mother not to even whisper. The birds and mice couldn't hear me. I admitted, I thought the North Korean dictator could read my mind. My father died in China after we escaped North Korea. And I had to bury him at 3 a.m. in Seikui. I was 14 years old. I couldn't even cry. I was afraid to be sent back to North Korea. The day I escaped North Korea, I saw my mother raped. The rapist was a Chinese broker. He targeted me. I was 13 years old. There is a saying in North Korea, women are weak, but mothers are strong. My mother allowed herself to be raped in order to protect me. North Korean refugees, about 300,000, are vulnerable in China. 70% of North Korean women and teenage girls are being victimized, sometimes sold for as little as $200. We walked across the Gobi Desert, following a compass. When they stopped working, we followed the stars to freedom. I felt only the stars were with us.
She and her mother had to cross the frozen Yalu River into China, where they were trafficked by human smugglers. They then made their way through several countries to reach South Korea, where they finally found safety and freedom.
Yes, Yeonmi's journey was a long and difficult one, but it shows the resilience and determination of the human spirit in the face of oppression.
Yes, Yeonmi courageously shared her life story on the One Young World stage in Dublin in front of world readers, international media and over 1,300 changemakers from all countries around the globe.
People often ask me, how can we help North Koreans? There are many ways, but I would like to mention three for now. One, educate yourself so you can raise awareness about human crisis in North Korea. Two, help and support North Korean refugees who are trying to escape to freedom. Three, petition China's stop repatriation. We have to shed a light on the darkest place in the world. It isn't just North Korean human rights. It's our rights that North Korean dictators have violated for 7 decades. We need governments all around the world to put more pressure on China to stop repatriation. In particular, Chinese delegates of One Young World can play a part by speaking up. One Young World, we are the ones who will make them visible. Fellow delegates, please join me as we make this a global movement to free North Koreans.
She returned to the 2015 summit in Bangkok to thank all those who shared her story and bring renewed attention to human rights abuses under the Kim dictatorship.
I thought nobody in this world cared. It seemed that only the stars were with me. But you have listened to my story. You have cared. Thank you very much.
As this week progressed, media outlets including The Independent and Daily Mail have reshared Yeonmi's story. The renewed attention comes at a critical time as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother Kim Jong-nam was poisoned in Malaysia last month, allegedly by North Korean agents.
What this week has shown us is the power of social media should not be underestimated. Thank you for sharing Yeonmi's story and shedding light on the ongoing human rights violation in North Korea. What has Yeonmi been doing since escaping from North Korea?
Yeonmi has become a well-known human rights activist, speaking out about the human rights violation in North Korea and advocating for change. She has given speeches at the United Nations and other international forums and has written a book about her experiences, which has become a bestseller. Yeonmi has also started several organizations that support North Korean defectors and promote human rights, including the Yeonmi Park Foundation. She is a true inspiration to many people around the world.
That's truly impressive. What message would you like to leave our listeners with today?
I think Yeonmi's story is a reminder that we should never take our freedom for granted. We must continue to fight for human rights and to speak out against oppression, wherever it may exist.
And I would like to encourage everyone to support organization like the Yomni Park Foundation, which is working tirelessly to promote human rights and support North Korea defectors. Thank you, Jasmin, for joining us today and sharing your insight on Yonmi's inspiring story.
Thank you for having me.